Charles Johnson, I really don't have a final report on it. Same with Dorsey. We obviously had three receivers injured here in the first two practices. So, but I don't have a final evaluation on any of the three.
Overall feel on today's practice?
Thought it was sloppier than yesterday. You know, we had the ball on the ground too much, pre-snap penalties. But you know, I thought there's some real quality work. You know, the no huddle with the two extensions there with the two penalties. But you know, 11 play drive. That's great work for both sides. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow's practice. I think these two transition days have been a good start. The weather's been accommodating, but you know, I'm looking forward to getting to the fundamental work, which is truly the, you know, starts the climb to get your football team working on the things you really need to work on to get ready to play games.
Mike, how discouraging was it to see the back-to-back snaps from Barkley and Rodgers on the ground like that?
Well, in fairness to Barkley, you know, it's obviously new for Don working there. That particular play, that particular scheme, that's the hardest footwork that he has from an assignment standpoint. So I'm a little more irritated in the play selection with the rotation. I mean, I think it's something that I could have probably did a better job of not asking him to do that right now in live action. So that particular scheme is something that just takes reps.
What's your thinking about putting him there at center? Just trying to shake.
Well, we think Don Barkley is a heck of a football player, and he's earned the opportunity to compete for starting positions on our football team. So, you know, with Evan there, and I feel like he established himself at the end of the year. But we want to make sure we are creating competition, and you know, frankly, you never have enough centers, so you're always looking who's going to be your second and third center. And as you know, when you get into the season, carrying seven offensive linemen into the game, so all those elements are part of these decisions on how you rep players and how you create opportunities for each player. So Don. Starting point for training camp is the work at center and right tackle.
Mike, how much more James start so far? Seemed like he got a good shot today.
I think James is doing a lot better in the pass protection check down area. I think he's had a couple very natural plays yesterday and today where his timing was just right. You know, as far as his protection responsibility and his ability to get into his route and was able to connect for a couple of big plays. You know, the running part of it, you have to make good decisions, and that's something that we all need to work on, and James included.
Mike, how much more have you repped and will you rep your number one offensive line just to get them more work at their new positions?
Well, I mean, we're taking the reps as far as ones and twos are the same. You know, the offensive line is always an ongoing rotation as far as who gets what reps for each practice. You know, that's something that after the practice is evaluated, that, you know, there's discussions. We have a 4:30 staff meeting, and then sometimes it continues on after that just to make sure that the players are aware in the night meetings what the expectations as far as their reps are the next day. So, our reps are pretty, I would say, normal as far as how they're distributed.
Mike, how has Johnny Jolly looked since coming back from the OTAs and some more time?
Johnny's in better shape today than he was in the OTAs. You know, he did a good job in the 4 weeks away from here. So, you know, he still has a little bit of work to do. We're being smart with Johnny Jolly as far as putting him on a rep count. I mean, you got to be realistic as far as this particular situation. So, you know, we have a tape that you show in the highlight film in the highlight type segment of the team meeting and things you're really looking for in your practice structure. And day one, Johnny was on that tape. So, you know, I mean, I think he's off to a good start.
Generally, how did you feel your defensive line squad performed last season? And can you share with us any, you know, immediate goals for that as a unit?
I mean, last season's really last season. I think we have a very talented defensive line group. It's a group that the competitiveness that – really the variation I like more this year than last year. So, you know, the ability for athletic ability and pass rush, I think, has increased, and it'll just make us a better defense.
Mike, you said three wide receivers. I didn't see Cunningham drop out yesterday, but he was the other one.
Correct.
Right. Do you,
He got hurt on the long catch. He tried to he almost pulled in there with Micah. So he suffered a wrist injury.
I guess what have you thought of Alex Green now that he's another 6-7 months removed from that ACL?
I think the biggest thing with Alex is, you know, just confidence in the knee, and I think you're seeing it more this year than you did last year. I thought he had an excellent first day. Can't really give you a comment offhand basically how he worked today, but he looks like he's back running with the confidence he did as a rookie.
Do you see the burst he had when he first
got? I thought you saw it on the one run, you know, the one inside zone that he cut back yesterday. I was impressed with that, and that's, you know, so he just needs to keep doing it. You know, his issue has really been the volume. You know, the volume kind of catches up to him, so it's something that he struggled with all last year as far as the knee holding up.
Mike, speaking of wide receivers, has Tyrone Walker made something of an impression on you? Whether it's making it as a tryout guy or not, mm-hmm. It seems like he catches the ball.
Yeah, no doubt. We like him, and let's get to Lamar a little bit. The short stuff is fun. It's in place for a reason. It's a good transition period for your football team. But tomorrow is you get a closer look. You know, when people got their hands on each other, 24/7, and it's we'll get a better indication.
You excited to see the guys in pads and how that changes
things a little bit? Absolutely. I mean, that's what training camp's for. It's about padded practices. You only have so many opportunities to get your team ready, to get ready for games. And, and the fundamental work is critical. I mean, the fundamental drills is critical, and the ability to connect with each and every player and start stacking the techniques and getting it done the way it needs to be done over and over and over again. And frankly, that's how the confidence and the rhythm and timing builds throughout training camp. The padded practices are important. We're doing a good job schedule-wise. We're trying to be smart in how we space out things throughout practice. So tomorrow is a very important practice.
Mike, what's the plan in terms of the place kickers and how often they'll go live during practice?
The kicking will occur every other day. That's our plan, and the reps will be higher than past years, obviously, because we have two kickers.
Mike, I saw a lot of smiles during the musical interludes. Is that working the way that you had hoped it? That it would, and secondly, as a side note, do you like all that music? Do you recognize the music that's made?
Well, the music selection is a delegated responsibility. I have nothing to do with it, but it's serving its purpose. I mean, it's really an emulation of a timeout during the game. So that's our plan from a health and nutrition standpoint. The emphasis is to lower the heart rate of the athletes, The feedback that we had after yesterday, and we definitely accomplished that. It's been positive for players, but once again, I don't think there's anybody alive that doesn't appreciate a break. So I wasn't expecting to get any negative feedback. So it's serving its purpose.
Mike, with the pads going back on, obviously not tomorrow. Does the urgency pick up, especially back on that offensive line, especially on the left side with Brian and Jeff? Like, you want to see out of them right away?
Well, I mean, the urgency starts when you walk in the building, day one for training camp. So, we have 3 hours to be on the field tomorrow. So, we're going to max it out every position. Our fundamental drills are outside of the team drills are the most important things we do all day, and that's what we talk about in the meetings. That's our coaching staff has exhausted themselves and as far as the teachings and in reinforcing with the video, but hell, you gotta be on the field. You gotta do it. I mean, we need those reps, and you put the pads on the first time. It'll definitely be more urgency than it's been down there the last 2 days. I would agree with that.
You're working several guys on the punt return. What's the biggest thing for Jonathan Franklin as kind of the new guy back there to adjust to?
Well, number one is the responsibility of handling the football. I mean, that's, anytime you're dealing with returner, regardless if it's in punt and kickoff, the confidence of everybody has to be the returner is going to handle the football. Secondly, he's going to make good decisions. And he's going to make good decisions with the football, and then secondly, be in tune with the with the scheme and the concept that's called on that return. So, and that he definitely is off to a good start. I really like what I see in Jonathan Franklin.
Thank you.